This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Congress, Republicans are seeking answers about what they call sanctuary policies in two of Colorado's most liberal cities. Republican Representatives Gabe Evans, Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Tom McClintock of California have sent letters to Denver and Boulder's district attorneys and local law enforcement. They're demanding information on how local authorities are or are not working with ICE. Evans didn't sign on to the letters to Boulder, but he has long been critical of Denver.
The mayor won't actually do what he's supposed to do and allow his officers to work in conjunction with federal authorities to get criminals out of our community who are also here illegally.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has said that local police work with ICE on criminal matters, but will not arrest someone just on immigration status alone. Boulder DA Michael Dougherty calls the letter he received political theater. He says his office prosecutes violent criminals regardless of immigration status and follows Colorado law while prioritizing public safety. In Denver, the mayor is celebrating a historic drop in unsheltered homelessness. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Overall homelessness appears to be down in Denver, and street homelessness has dropped by 64% since 2023. That's according to the annual point in time count. The count tells the story of a single night in January, and it notoriously undercounts street homelessness. But trends still are positive. Meanwhile, a homelessness report using more comprehensive 2025 data shows homelessness plateaued in the metro. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado is getting another $27 million in federal funding to remove lead pipes. A 2023 survey found Colorado had more than 100,000 lead service lines spread out across 23 local towns and cities. The funding from the EPA will help with ongoing efforts to find and replace those pipes.